This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the program brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I spent the weekend trying to figure out where to start. I still don't know where to start. I will start with this. I no longer have any compassion in my heart for those people that got out there on Twitter, of all things. They used Twitter as their platform of choice. And they used what happened in France to call for more gun control. As if somehow gun control, which is very prevalent in France, would have stopped or would stop anything like that from ever happening. This head-in-the-sand approach where they put their fourth point of contact up in the air available to whomever may want it is exactly what happened in France, sadly. But you know what? If you are a liberal and you are listening to me taking notes of what the enemy is saying, let me tell you this. You are idiots. You are idiots. If you live in one of the bastions of what you consider to be sanity, like New York or somewhere in California or Boston or New Jersey or wherever you think it is, think of one of the media towns. Yeah. You are a big, fat, juicy target because you're in a gun-free bastion, either run by a socialist or by liberals or whatever. It doesn't matter. You are in a gun-free bastion, and guess what? Their sights are on you. And they will do, they're going to do, going to attempt to do exactly, they've already attempted it here. What do you think happened in Garland, Texas? What do you think Garland, Texas was? Garland, Texas was meant to be a massacre. It did turn into a massacre. Both of the terrorists got massacred in about 25 seconds. Guess what? Because a guy with a gun was there. It doesn't matter whether or not he was a cop or not. It was good that he was a cop. He was a 60-year-old traffic cop. So I doubt very seriously he's been involved in too many gunfights in his time. So having that in mind, I would have to think this was a guy that was on his game, whatever it may have been, and he dealt with the threat. Chattanooga, Tennessee, what do you think that was? What do you think the first Fort Hood shooting was? How about this latest stabbing at UC Merced? They're here. Now, some of these players may not be like the coordinated players that were in France. France was the nightmare scenario. I've talked about it. People at the NRA have talked about it. Everybody who knows anything about how to disrupt something has talked about it. And that's what it looks like. That's exactly what it looks like. when it's executed. Outstanding impact on the populace. I mean, if your thing is to get out there and wound them psychologically, guess what? Paris has been wounded deep. This is something that, this should be serving right now as a wake-up call for everyone. And the sad fact is, I know it isn't, because I went to a little meeting, and I could tell that there was one person out there who wasn't thinking the way I was thinking. And let me get this straight with you. I don't think I'm the only one that knows how to think about these kinds of things, okay? However, most of my mindset comes from talking with instructors that have trained people to deal with these kinds of things. It comes from my military time when I was, and a lot of that's all moralistic for me, you know, sitting out there and looking around. Am I going to be content to run out of a place? Oh gosh, I was safe. Wow, listen to all of them being slaughtered in there. Well, could be worse. Could be me. Is that going to be me? So, I could tell listening that one person there was not necessarily getting it, although I think the rest of them were. And that's going to be the game, folks. That's going to be the way it is. There's going to be people keeping their heads in the sand with their fourth point of contact up in the air, open, wide open for whatever comes. And it will fall to us, and we will unwittingly defend them, just like we do every day when the armed populace is out there, just like we in the military, the military veterans of America, we have defended a bunch of people that have always looked down at us forever. we just had a Democratic debate where nobody could say radical Islam. Now we've got a few governors saying we don't want the Syrians here now, which is a good idea, because most of the ones that are coming over here are young men of fighting size and age. Combat is, I found this out last night the hard way. Combat isn't, and I wasn't even in combat. Combat is a young man's game. It takes somebody with a degree of physical conditioning to handle it and everything, because there's some things that, you know, just the hardship, the physical hardship of it. And most of the guys that I've seen coming across look like they might be of that type. I know that they leave the cameras on the women and the children because that's the shot. That's the money shot, if you will. But that's not what's actually happening. And they know in France that one of these people was one of the supposed Syrian refugees. And ISIS has bragged that they have inserted their people into these things. And they want, ISIS wants American blood. We are the prize. We're the plum of all of this. So this is going to be, and I apologize for this, this is going to be me ranting. This entire show is going to be me ranting about this. And this is going to be me begging you and cajoling you and pleading with you to take your personal situation really seriously now. It's going to mean a great deal of inconvenience. I practiced it all this weekend. And it was really inconvenient. You know what? As I was doing all of this, I hearkened back to the time when I was in the military, and everything I did in the military was inconvenient. Just like it was all necessary. So, this is going to be my take on what happened. This is going to be my take on what is going to happen and what we can maybe do. And we're also going to take a good, quick look and understand, so that everybody out there will understand, that this weekend we had a really clear-cut example of how liberalism, multiculturalism, all the other isms that are out there that we're guilted into doing, is a failure, and it will cause us to self-destruct. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My last name is Frady. In the 80s and early 90s, I gave my life to the United States Army. I went where they told me to go. I did what they told me to do. And if they had sent me somewhere, or when they did send me places that could get me killed, I went. I did my job to the best of my ability. My whole goal was if an enemy crossed over and came our way, my job was to kill him or to aid in killing him, to keep him from getting to the rest of you who did not decide to join me. That was a job. It is not required that everybody join the military. And as such, I have nothing bad to say about anybody who's never been in the military. However, I'm at fault. Because what we have in place today, I aided and abetted in my own small way to keep in place. Because our leaders have failed us. Worldwide, our leaders have failed us. In Paris, the reason these guys were able to go and bring in everything they brought in is because Paris is part of the European Union. So there's no checks coming across the border of anything when you're coming across the border. Item number two, the reason they have been importing so damn many Islamic, Muslim, Middle Eastern types is because the welfare state can't support itself anymore in Europe. There's more people taking than there is paying in. This is why Greece continues to be in the news. Because there's more people taking than there is people paying in. So in order to perpetuate the Ponzi scheme that is the welfare state, they decided to import the most prolific spreading mass contagion known to mankind by importing Muslims. To be sure, not all Muslims are out there saying that we are extreme and terrorists, no doubt about it. At the same time, I don't see an over, you know, what, 1.5 billion Muslims? How come I didn't hear 1.495 billion Muslims denouncing this extreme action in Paris? How come I haven't heard that? Because they condone it. That's why. They condone it. So they may not have the courage to go out there and do what the extremists are doing, but they sure do like it. So yes, I am prejudiced. Let me state that categorically. I am. I look at all of them with a whole bunch of suspicion. On the exact same day that President Barack Hussein Obama declared that ISIS was contained in Syria, a cell of 8 known players launched a series of attacks in 6 locations in Paris, France, coordinated, meant to go off at certain times, meant to divide the police of Paris into smaller factions to make it harder to deal with each faction. Do you remember how many times I've said, used Christopher Dorner, the LAPD rogue cop who went out there and terrorized the entire LAPD, and I've said, imagine 20 Christopher Dorners in LA operating with that same degree as the one. 20 times. Imagine the disruption that causes. Here you go. Here's your example. 8. Friday night, 129 people died in Paris just for being where they were. For listening to music, for being at a restaurant, they died. And there's roughly 300 more that have been hospitalized, and there's going to be more of them die. That is not the death toll is not done being counted. It will continue to come up. The Muslim attackers shouted that their attack was for their God and for Syria, the same nation that is flooding Western Europe and the United States with thousands, hundreds of thousands of refugees. Very light on the families, women, the children, the elderly, and instead are suspiciously heavy on what the counterterrorism professional dryly describes as military-age males. They don't need to come here. There are lots of Islamic enclaves, I'm sure, that would take them. Let's send them to Saudi Arabia, a big Sharia law state. Yeah. Let's send them there. Paris now takes its place, rightfully so, alongside Mumbai and Westgate Mall. And very shortly, we will have an attack here to list with these three attacks, these three dismounted attacks. 9/11 was bad, but it was not dismounted. Dismounted means they're on the ground walking amongst us. We're all on the front line now. If you have a gun permit, or if you live in a state where you don't need a permit to carry a gun, you should be carrying a gun everywhere you go. If you have the equipment to do it, you need to be carrying what I refer to as a kit. I refer to it tongue-in-cheek as the ISIS welcome wagon bag. I revised it this past weekend and posted a picture of it on Facebook. Then I revised that, and I've actually got it broken down into two components. I've got the light kit, and then I've got the heavy kit. And yesterday, as much as I hated doing it, I took my weapon, my primary weapon, which is going to be the Robar Guns Polymar 15, and by law, I unloaded it and cased it and stuck that in the car, and I put one of the kits in the car. Now, yesterday, because of what I was wearing, I decided to throw the heavy kit in because my gun was off body. I was carrying my gun in a bag. Recently, because of back issues, there have been some moments where I have not been able to carry my gun just because of the pain. No more. I'll carry it somewhere or another. I'll be carrying it somewhere or another. Those of you that are carrying a gun, if you're carrying a gun, well, you know what? I'm not even going to get into that because we're about to run out of time. Prepare. Prepare your minds. Get your hearts in the right place. France has my condolences, but they're coming here. They're already here. So get ready. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. If you have not already done it, if you carry a gun of a certain caliber and you're looking for ammo to go train, you need to go there right now. Like the ad says, they always have something on sale. They have it in bulk. They have it in self-defense size. Go there, get this ammo, because you're going to need it for what I'm about to advise you to do. Now, here's what I was told over the weekend, okay? I made the suggestion that everybody needs to carry a service-sized weapon, higher capacity than the more comfortable single-stack guns, and spare ammo because of the times we live in. And I was challenged on that because I was told that by doing this, I would discourage people from carrying if they weren't allowed to carry their single-stack gun. Which, where did that come from? Where did the allowed part? Where does the discouraged part come? I'm making a recommendation based upon what tactical trainers recommend. And I'm making a recommendation based upon what I militarily was taught and trained to think. Because having more is better than not having enough. If you got six rounds and you're in a mall and some shooting starts and, you know, and you got one spare magazine, you got 13 rounds. First of all, with my Glock 17, I don't have to reload before you need to reload a second time. Okay, 17 rounds, one in the pipe, 18 rounds on tap. That means I'm as good as three of your magazines. I carry two spare magazines with me, so that's another 34 rounds. So I'm a player. For those of you who feel like, and you know what, there are going to be some limitations. There may be physical limitations, in which case, disregard everything I'm saying. There may be economic considerations to take in play. Disregard everything I'm saying.
If you've got something to carry, by all means carry it, whether it's what I say you should carry or not. However, being involved in a multiple opponent gunfight, especially if they're carrying some sort of longer weapon, means you're going to have to be able to engage to a degree to where you're effective, and that's going to take ammo. Outgoing rounds is going to be what makes is the determining factor. Most of the trainers out there would tell me that since we can't walk around carrying everything that we should carry to be in that type of a fight, that we need to be very concerned with popping the first one, the closest one in the melon that we can find, and looting him, and then using his tools that he brought to the terror fight and turn them against the terrorists, which is, that's all. That's what they recommend and everything, and that sounds quite involved, but not nearly as involved as running back to your car and getting into your kit and then saying, oh, I'm going to run back into the firefight now. That's impractical. If you've made it, if you've egressed well and safely, and if you've got your loved ones out of the way, then you have succeeded in your first primary objective as a concealed carry permit holder, as a gun carrier. Now, some people are not going to like what I'm going to say, and I apologize for it, but these are the times we live in, and if you haven't woken up, then maybe if I slap you a little bit, maybe that will help you, because I want everybody here to live. I don't want to hear about any granddads that got killed, any sons, any husbands, any wives, any daughters, any babies. I don't want to hear about any terrorist attacks here in the United States simply because people had their head in the sand. If you own a gun and don't know how and don't train how to use it, you're not an armed citizen. You are an idiot who spent his money on something you don't need. If you can legally carry a gun and you don't, you're not an armed citizen. You're an idiot. If you have not developed the proper mindset and you have the normal 0% of situational awareness and have received training and do carry a gun, you're still not an armed citizen, because you've got all the toys, you just aren't going to use them. Like it or not, no, and don't, you know, there's certain things, certain minutiae that gets in the way. 9/11 changed everything. Let's not get into a discussion as to whether those were actually had planes had people in them, or whether they had windows, or whether it was an inside job. It happened. And that changed the world. Then, right after that, we elected a Marxist who's been very busily with his fellow travelers stealing your rights while everybody's been slumbering watching TV and everything. We can influence all of this, though. We've always been able to influence all of this. You can develop the proper mindset, which, you know, I'm sorry to tell you this, but the proper mindset means that if something like this happens in front of you, you've got to kill everybody there. You've got to kill all the bad guys right there. Don't worry about what it means moralistically. Don't worry about who you're going to ask forgiveness for, and don't worry about the psychological impact it's going to be, because right then and there, you've got a problem you've got to solve. Right now. Now, once you've gone out, once you've got acquired the tools that you need to do, the hand-to-hand, hands-on combat with, then you have to get involved politically. You have to engage politically, and you have to stay engaged politically. And your job now is to not permit Democrats and or Republicans to gain or hold office if they're not going to protect your rights. If they're not going to keep you out of a situation where you have to shoot somebody to keep your rights. You have to become a single-issue voter. And that issue is guns. Now, if you get out there and start telling me things like, well, you know, all politicians are alike, and you stay home and you permit them to retain power, or you permit the wrong people to get into power, you're complicit. You're complicit in death. You're complicit in the downfall of the country. Because they get our guns, everything else follows. We just had 6,000 felons, domestic felons, released here in the United States. We got 180,000 known criminals that have come through the southern border that we had and we should have deported and we haven't. They've been released. We're importing Syrians right now. The first 10,000, you know, that's nothing.
It's nothing. But that's part of 170,000 they want to do. We've got a president who has said he will stand with Islam if it is segregated and put it in a corner by the rest of the world. You don't have the luxury of sitting back and saying, I vote on principle, no longer exists. If you want your principle to go, you got to be in the primaries. You got to get involved with who you like, and you got to go. You got to go. You've now joined me in my time when I was in the military. You've joined me involuntarily. When I was in the military and they told us, alert, I didn't get up there and say, why would the East Germans come across the border now? I didn't get out there and say, what a stupid geopolitical move this is right now while the economy is rebounding. I didn't say, don't they know that Reagan will nuke them into... I didn't say any of that stuff. I grabbed my stuff. I got on my vehicle. And I decided that today was a good day to die, but how many can I kill on my way out the door? And now you're in my world. You're in my world now. You're in the world of the veterans that have been there. You're in the world of the active duty that are there right now. I'm sorry it's come to this. I did my very level best to keep that from happening. But it wasn't up to me. We'll be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Pro Pure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter, helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1G 2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro 1G 2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by where everybody should be going right now to get their training ammo. AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. When this happens in the United States, my big fear is because we don't know who's here. This may be something that occurs nationwide. Certainly not in all 50 states. I'm not sure about that. But I wouldn't be surprised to find multiple cells in multiple cities throughout the United States. Now, if the music venue in Paris had been here in South Carolina, and they had been not stupid enough to put a gun-free zone sign up, which would keep some gun carriers from carrying into it. Wouldn't keep me from carrying into it, but it would keep some gun carriers from carrying into it. Then here in South Carolina, out of that 500 that were in there, you would probably have had somewhere around 12 people with guns. Because I think it's around 1 in 40 here in South Carolina have a concealed carry permit. I may be wrong, but let's use that number. So we're going to say there's 12 shooters, 12 guys with guns, in the music venue when they opened up against three guys with shotguns in Paris. That turns out a completely different way in that particular case. I've been at Bill, how do you know you won't shoot the wrong people? I'm going to be shooting the people that are shooting at me. If they're shooting at me mistakenly, well, it's a mistake, and I will shoot at them anyway. If I'm looking at, you know, if I'm like, hey, I went to high school with that guy, still shooting at him. But it will be the American civilian that will be the first one on site. That will be followed up by SWAT teams who will come in there and mop up what may be left of the enemy, and then the EMS can begin extracting the wounded and counting the dead people. That's the way it's going to be. Now, first of all, let's remember who we're talking about here. The cops, reviled by the leftists. They've been thrown under the bus. We're going to have to work with these guys. Let's make them our friend, because they'll be the reinforcements when we're in there dealing with this. They won't kill us. It's not going to be a case of mistaken identity. Trust me. Trust me. It's not going to happen that way. How many gun carriers got killed at Westgate Mall? Because there were plenty of them there in the Westgate Mall when that happened. And as far as I know, none of the national forces killed any of the guys that were civilian defenders there. It's going to be me and you. So let's talk about what is a necessary piece of equipment if we're faced with this. I'm carrying now what I call my three tiers
of defensive kit. On me at all times will be a service-sized weapon, probably the Agency Arms Glock 17, and two spare magazines, whether it's off-body, on-body, whatever it is. If it's off-body, my bag will be on me the whole time. I will never take it off. It will be on me in the car. It will be very uncomfortable. That's why I need to be on-body, because I'm going to hurt my back doing it. But that's the first level. Things unfold in front of me. I then have at my disposal, 52 rounds that I can send their way. 52 rounds of self-defense 9mm, which will deal with many things. Even if they're wearing body armor, this will, you know, when I'm banging into the body armor, that will still put them on their backs, and then I can run up and start popping rounds into the melon, and then guess what? Confirmed kill. If I'm going around, but, however, in the car will be one of two kits. The common, for me, the common item in the kit is going to be an AR-15. It doesn't have to be an AR-15 for you. It doesn't have to be an AR-15. It could be an AK. It could be a Kel-Tec 2000. Whatever you've got, but you have to have something that is capable of sending more rounds than a handgun downrange without reloading. And it also needs to be a little more accurate and a little more precision and higher powered. And by higher powered, longer barrels make them higher powered. It's not the round. So I will have the AR-15 in the car, ready to go. Not broken down into two pieces. Yes, that's inconvenient, but I'm going to be looking for speed at that particular point if I have to go to the car. Then I'm going to have one of two kits in there as far as the support for the AR-15. I will either have the traveler's bag by G-Code sitting there separately, which is just it's a bag, and I unzip it, and it pulls out a very functional chest rig. Skeletonized, small, easy to get into. It takes me about getting it out of the bag and getting it ready to go. I'm in it in 15 seconds, which is a long time when a firefight's happening, believe me. But 15 seconds is pretty quick. That's the light kit. In the G-code chest rig, it's called the Traveler's Bag, by the way. From the Contact Series, in the G-code rig, I have five magazines for the AR-15 loaded and two magazines for the Glock 17 loaded. So now, on me, if I haven't used my spare ammo that I have on me already, I have four magazines for the pistol and five for the rifle. I am now in a position to give a fair accounting. Then, when I travel further away, I have what I call the heavy kit. Now, this is something a little bit different. And I did some thinking about this. A lot of thought went into this. Originally, I had everything in one bag, and it was everything but the kitchen sink. Some of the stuff I had in there, like boots and clothes and everything, I'm not going to have time to change into that stuff. That's why I broke it down. And these are not bug-out bags. I'm not making a bug-out bag. This is a oh-my-God bag. Okay. The heavy bag, the heavy kit. First off in the heavy kit is the Level 3A plate system, soft body armor, Kevlar system from Fortress Survival LLC, which is not for me. That's for my wife. I will hand that to her. Going on first will be my Blue Force Gear battle belt, which has suspenders and is very, very closely configured like my LBE used to be. Because when I was in the military, we didn't have plate carriers. We didn't have vests. We had an LBE, light load-bearing equipment belt with suspenders to help us carry. This has suspenders, has MOLLE. I have got more stuff on it than the old LBE had. It has four magazines for the AR. It has two magazines for the Glock, a blowout kit, general purpose kit, and the big bag you carry around to throw your magazines in so you don't have to go looking for them after you run. I don't know that I would actually deploy that. But that's the belt. That's the belt. Also on there is my K-bar and a drop leg rig from G-Code. So the belt by itself, if that's all I get on, I have a combat system in place. But that's not all I'm going to put on. Then comes out the Agilite vest, which will go over the suspenders. The Agilite vest is made in Israel, developed in conjunction with the IDF. This is a vest that is actually rides high. In this will be six magazines, another blowout kit, a water reservoir, and a an integrated backpack. This is a piece of kit. Not many people have seen this. I'm going to do a review of it just to show it being put on. And that's the thing. When you're putting these things together, if you're putting these bags together, try all this stuff on. Go out and train with it. Where you've got your pouches and everything, that's going to matter. Just being able to get it on doesn't matter. You've got to be able to get it on quick, and everything's got to be where you can get to it. So there's a little bit of thought in this. This is not the kit that I recommend for you to do. This is the kit I'm going to run. It's not like when I was in the military where we all had to run the same thing. This is what I'm going to run. No, I don't have plates. I don't have plates. I'm not going to run plates. I'm old. I need every inch of speed I can gather. So I'm not going to have plates, whether they're 5 pounds or 50. Not going to have plates. So there are those people that I know and respect that would say, you are an idiot. You may be right. But this is, after a little bit of thought, this is what's gone into it. I've got enough stuff on me in the heavy kit. I've got a blowout kit with the light kit. I got first aid. I got ammo. No food. No rations. No fishing gear. Nothing to make a fire with. This is not meant to get me home if the zombies break out. This is meant to deal with ISIS. Or Al-Shabaab or any of the other yahoos that are coming. Flip into hour number two. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.